Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that plagues almost every single one of us. That pesky inner critic whispering doubts, fears, and negativity in our ear. Ever feel like your brain is its own personal reality show, with a harsh judge constantly critiquing every move you make? You know that feeling when self-doubt creeps in and threatens to derail your day before it even begins? Well, guess what? We're going to learn how to silence that inner critic and turn those whispers into empowering affirmations. Because let's face it, we all deserve a break from the constant barrage of negativity, right? Now, I know what you might be thinking. Riley, easy for you to say. You seem so confident. But trust me, even the most optimistic person has an inner critic lurking somewhere in the shadows. It's part of being human. The key is learning how to manage it, not let it manage us. So, buckle up because we're about to unpack some seriously actionable strategies to help you quiet that inner voice and unleash your true potential. First things first, acknowledge the existence of your inner critic. Don't try to ignore it or pretend it doesn't exist. It's like trying to cover a hole in your boat with duct tape. It might temporarily work, but eventually, that water's going to come gushing in. Recognizing the critic is the first step to understanding its triggers and learning how to respond effectively. Next, start paying attention to the language you use when talking to yourself. Do you catch yourself saying things like, "I can't do this," or "I'm not good enough"? Those are classic inner critic statements. Start replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. It might feel awkward at first, but the more you practice, the more natural it will become. Imagine your inner voice as a child who needs your guidance and reassurance. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a loved one. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of the learning process. Instead of dwelling on your failures, use them as opportunities to learn and grow. Celebrate your successes, big or small, and acknowledge your progress. Don't let the inner critic steal your joy and momentum. Another powerful tool is practicing mindfulness. When you notice those critical thoughts creeping in, take a deep breath and gently redirect your attention to the present moment. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? This helps break the cycle of negative thinking and bring you back to center. Finally, remember that you are not alone in this journey. Surround yourself with positive people who support and encourage you. Share your struggles with someone you trust, or seek professional help if you need it. There is no shame in asking for support, and doing so can be incredibly empowering. Think about a time when your inner critic really got the best of you. Maybe you were preparing for a presentation, auditioning for something, or trying a new activity. You probably felt a wave of self-doubt washing over you, making it harder to focus and perform at your best. Remember that feeling? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, imagine facing that same situation but with a calmer, more confident mindset. You acknowledge the critic's voice, but you don't let it control your actions. Instead, you remind yourself of your strengths and abilities, focusing on your preparation and passion. See the difference? It's all about shifting your perspective and choosing to believe in yourself, even when things get tough. Remember, silencing your inner critic isn't about becoming a robot devoid of emotions or self-reflection. It's about cultivating a more balanced and compassionate inner dialogue that empowers you to live your best life. Don't let those negative thoughts hold you back any longer. Today, we learned some powerful strategies for managing your inner critic. Acknowledge its existence, replace negative self-talk with positive affirmations, embrace mistakes as learning opportunities, practice mindfulness, and surround yourself with supportive people. Remember, you are worthy of love, success, and happiness. Believe in yourself, silence those doubts, and go out there and conquer the world. And that's a wrap for today's episode, folks. Did these tips resonate with you? What strategies have you found helpful for dealing with your inner critic? Share your thoughts in the comments below. I love hearing from you all. Don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Cure and join me again tomorrow for another dose of mental clarity and empowerment. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.